Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Math studies are considered a basic subject, yet it doesn't always feel so basic. Much like any foreign language, it gets to a point where it just doesn't feel natural because it's not part of the surrounding culture. Sure, we feel okay with percent off at retail stores and dollars per pound at the grocery store and even using decimals at the gas station. But beyond that, it just doesn't seem necessary to learn more math to most of us. I'd like to give you my top three reasons for continuing in math studies, even when it means battles over schoolwork. One, the world's not divided into haves and have-nots. It's divided into maths and math-nots. The division between average and very high salaries is easily discernible as those who understand finance and technology and those who don't. Two, it's good to study things you don't like. Mental rigor comes from spending so much time with difficult ideas that they're no longer difficult. The problem is we don't like difficult things. But remember how often the things of God are difficult. Abandoning difficult work sets us up to abandon difficult ideas. Three, the scriptures are full of mathematics. For example, the genealogies can be symbolized as recursive functions, and the accumulated small changes we experience through sanctification can be symbolized as integral problems. Sketching the temple descriptions in correct proportions with appropriate ideas from the math principles described in 1 Kings 7 helps us understand more about our temple, the body of Christ. My main motivation for struggling with my children as they struggled with math is because struggle is what we are promised as Christians. So it's my pleasure to practice with them and to prepare for the Christian life as a family.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.